Bryan Houston at Kincaid Stadium in Dallas, Texas, where we finally, about 4 hours and 15 minutes after we got started and thought we were going to be done about 2 hours ago, we finally ended the ball game. And it ended in heartbreaking fashion as the Longview Lobos fall to the Aledo Bearcats by a score of 17-14 in the state semifinal game. Recapping the scoring in this ball game, Aledo jumped out to a 3-0 lead. They had a 69-yard drive in the first quarter. They kicked a 37-yard field goal. Clay Murador hit it, and it made it 3-0 Aledo with 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. That's where the score ended at the end of the one. In the second quarter, big turnover by Tadarian Boone. He intercepted a pass with 9:50 to play in the first half. That led to a Longview 39-yard drive. Jordan Allen hit Jalen Hale for 28 yards and a touchdown. Point after was good. That made it 7-3. Longview on top with 5:49 to play in the first half. Later, Longview gets another long drive. They go 77 yards. It is Jordan Allen to Jalen Hale for 55 yards and a touchdown. Longview up 14-3 with 3:01 to go in the first half, and things seem to be going Longview's way. Then right before halftime, an interception by Ja'Kevin Curry of a Hoss Haney pass, and again Longview goes into the locker room looking real good at 14-3. But in the third quarter, things turned. Aledo got a hold of a long drive. Hawk Daniels busted a run right up the middle for 60 yards and a score. That cut Longview's lead to 14-10 with 10:52 to go in the third quarter. Lobos forced a punt, and then Hawk Daniels again with a 28-yard run to the 35, and then Dahon Keys, with a 10-yard touchdown run, and Aledo goes on top 17-14 with 5:44 to go in the third quarter. Fourth quarter, we move to the game, and now it starts to get weird. Again, Jordan Allen throws a 15-yard pass. Taylor Tatum has the ball. They're down inside the 30-yard line against Aledo, and Tatum fumbles the football, and it's recovered by Aledo at the 29-yard line. That turnover killed basically their last chance to get points on the board. The game was delayed with 56 seconds to go. They called the game because of lightning with 4:03 on the clock, time-wise. And we sat here for almost 2 hours in a lightning delay before we were able to resume the ball game with 56 seconds to go. Longview had the ball, 2nd and 16. They had no timeouts, and they had three straight pass plays. The final play broken up as Jordan Allen was hit as he threw. The ball was completed to an offensive lineman who was dropped right there for a loss on that fourth down play. The game was over at that point. Aledo took a knee, and they go home with a 17-14 win, and they will move on to the state championship game next week at AT&T Stadium. They will be going after state championship number 11, the 10th since 2000 under Coach Tim Buchanan. We want to congratulate the Aledo Bearcats, and we also want to congratulate the Longview Lobos, who will finish out a fantastic season in a disappointing fashion. They lose it tonight, and their record falls to 14-1. Johnny, I know tough for somebody that's followed Longview Lobo as long as you have, tough for all of us who've followed this team, because it's a special football team, but it just shows how hard it is to win a state championship.
Yeah, and exactly. It's been an unbelievable season for the Lobos. We were leading at halftime 14-3 and control of the game, and then what happened is the first two possessions of the second half, they were able to have a 80-yard drive and another long drive, and they came away with points on that. And so the rest of the game we played from behind. And offensively in the second half, which we haven't seen the entire year, they basically just shut us down offensively. We had real difficulty blocking their front four. They put a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks. They bottled up Taylor Tatum, and it just we just never overcame that, and ended up with the loss.
Let's sit Coach John King down, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate you coming in. on a game like this, after a day like this. Coach King, thanks first of all for being here. 17-14 loss to Aledo. I know it's a crusher. Your thoughts about the ball game now?
Well,
that's okay.
It's court.
There you go.
There we go. Oh, started at 2 and ended at 6. It was a long one. Well, just going back to it, I thought we had big plays in the first half. The Jalen, the pass game, they kind of bottled up our running game. And then we kind of got it going, and we'd stump ourselves, you know, in a toe, do something to get off a drive. But hats off to these kids. It was a very hard-fought football game. I knew at half, I told them, I said, 14 points is not going to be enough. These guys are good, and they know how to come back and keep playing, and that they did. We got out of a gap on one long run, made one mistake, and made us pay for it, you know, on defense. The key, I think, was their effectiveness to slow our running game down. It was going to be tough sled, and we knew that. They're really good, and we knew we were going to have to hit some shots with them. The wind became a factor, and then, of course, you know, the delay. But, you know, we had chances. Got the ball back in midfield about a minute and or 40, with about a minute and 5 to go, have a chance to go down and tie or possibly win the game, and didn't come up with a win.
They did a great job of bottling up Taylor. He had 48 yards rushing today, and then, of course, had the fumble, which I know this is one play and a lot of plays in the ball game, but it came at a critical time in the ball game, and this must be a killer for him.
Well, it did, but still our defense went out there. We had 3 timeouts left. We'd go back out there and stop them, get the ball back. So, I mean, yes, it stopped the drive, but defense went out and got the ball back. You know, that was a critical time, but I ain't – you know, Taylor Tame ran so hard, and he – you know, he got a lot of them on his own. It was tough, and we knew that their inside triangle, the 2 defensive tackles, were mighty hard to get blocked, and they do a good job of running and run to the ball. We got great defensive speed. But
you mentioned that, and that's the first time I've seen a defense that looked like they actually almost equaled what you guys do on speed defense-wise.
Yeah, well, they do, and they're good at what they do, always have been. I mean, you don't win 10 state championships being a bad football team or a bad program. And that's kind of what I felt like tonight. And tonight was a state championship caliber football game. And I don't know what's on the other side of the bracket. It doesn't matter, but I knew that this would be that quality of a game. You know, and it lived up to the billing. Just hate it for our kids, our fans, our community. Wish we'd find a way to pull that one out. And it wasn't from lack of effort, I can tell you, on anybody's part. We just came up short today.
Did they actually do something differently on defense in the second half, because it seemed like they were just getting more penetration, but I don't know.
They moved the front a little bit, but they lined up their structure. It's no different than what we saw on tape. You know, yeah. They blitzed a little bit, and we did a bad job of picking that up a couple of times. They can line up and do what they do, and they're good at it. And we just we had a hard time running the ball, and we got to be able to run the ball. But, you know, we hit some big pass plays on it and some crucial ones, and, you know, still had a chance to win the game. I mean, it wasn't going to be one of them 50-nothing ball games we're used to seeing. Yeah. I mean, we all knew that. It's the in-state semifinals. Everybody's good.
56 seconds to go in the game. They stopped the game because of lightning. Now you got to go sit and talk about this for 2 hours, and you're sitting there knowing you got a 2nd and 16, you got 56 seconds left. We never knew whether you had 1 timeout or none. It was really hard to get information here. So when you got that much time to sit down and figure out, okay, what are we going to do when we come back out and get warmed up? I mean, what are you talking about? How do you figure out how to go about attacking that in that situation when you're only down 3?
Well, I'm going to say this, and everybody in the stadium probably knew this. I wasn't going home without throwing one to Jalen Hill.
Sure.
And I said, we're going to throw one to him. And care if he's double covered or triple covered. And that guy can go make a play, let's go do it. And then we talked about how if it hits, where you at? We can field goal and tie. We're going to try to win this game or not? And we were going to try to win it. I mean, that was our mindset. We're not going to play for overtime. We're going to be smart wherever we were at. We knew we had to get to at least the 20 with the wind picking up, you know, 25 before all that storm hit, you know, but you wasn't sure with the wind. But we had plays we're going to try to do on 2nd and whatever we had, 16, third and 16, and fourth and 16. So we're going to have these three plays. We're going to be trying to get this done. But the big thing was we didn't have to get it protected. We knew they were going to blitz us, twist us, and that was a concern. And then we talked about, you know, with our skill kids, get out of bounds. You know, don't take a sack. We get a first down, next place clock, and then we can personnel our people back in the game. So we talked about it and, you know, had a chance to think about it. Of course, you had a chance to circle your thoughts and rethink yourself. And but I think that it was unanimous that here's what we're going
to
do.
And we had a chance on the first pass play to Hale. I mean, it just was thrown a little bit over his right shoulder, and he couldn't really adjust. But
he had a little pressure too. He had to get it off, and I think that hurt the throw. You know, and but by God, we were going to give him eight a chance, and you know we did, and come back and then get pressure and throw one away, and then the last one gets tipped. So they're good on defense. And look, you know, but we had chances. They weren't going to give you anything. Weren't going to make it easy. Offensively, you had to worry about the quarterback and running back, and they got a couple times on us. So
you did a pretty good job of containing them for most of the ball game, except for the two big plays.
Yeah, we did, and created some turnovers that helped us. You know, and yeah, but you go back and you look at it just to start the second half, and what happens on a bobble snap on the punt? Mm-hmm. We give up a third and long on the seam route, and they're driving it into the wind. You know, if you're feeling like you can get one of those stops and make them punt in the wind, which they struggled all night long, so you're going to get good field position and have a chance to go drive it. But it didn't. They made plays. We didn't. I ain't going to make any excuses. These kids aren't. And, you know, respect our opponent. They won a hard-fought game. But I just hate it for our community. I hate it for our kids, coaches, and particularly these 27 seniors. That just the mileage we got out of guys like our defensive line. I think we had five of the seven that rotated in were seniors. Jeremiah Rusley, Ethan Pulte, Warren Watkins, Quavin Jackson, Jordan Wright, they played their butt off all year long. And Boone, what can you say about Boone? And
incredible.
I thought Caden Brooks had a heck of a year as well. Kevin Curry, a guy that won a starting job and kept it. Michael Fields, punting and kicking. Our offensive linemen, you know, four senior linemen. Some, two are hurt. They didn't get to play the last month. But Jackson Norman, Martin Guerrero, Blair Williams, Mongo Williams, Angel Ramos, Soto, B.D. Stevenson, he got hurt. Mm-hmm. Fred Hawkins. I hate to name names. I know I'll forget one. But guys like it just eats at you. And then those that I didn't mention, and they're just high-character kids that were program players. And Lobo football is a brotherhood like no other. And they're going to have that brotherhood to carry the rest of their life. And, you know, that's a great thing about high school sports. It unless you're playing for the national championship in college football, it don't hurt like this.
Yeah.
You know, pro football, unless you're playing in the Super Bowl, I don't know if it hurts like this. It hurts because this is your lifelong friends. It's your high school you're playing for. So, you know, it's a tough one, tough pill to swallow. And we'll bounce back. The sun's going to come up tomorrow. But it's going to sting a while.
When I know you didn't get a lot of time with your team after the game, but what did you tell them after the game?
Well, just what I told you. Mm-hmm. I love them. I hate it for them. My heart aches for them. For the parents, the fans, all their kinfolk that are here supporting them. And it's, you know, from August to December, mm-hmm. Lobo football ain't but one show in town. And these fans and these parents, they live and die by it. And, you know, just hate to see it in. But awfully proud of them. And that'll never change. Never will. And just think about our locker room and how wonderful it was. I know I forget one. Subit. Colin Subit, he played an important role for us as a nickelback. I knew I'd forget one. I was thinking about it. I don't want moms and dads mad. I forgot to mention the kid because they're all important.
I want to throw one other out. That was Jordan Allen.
Jordan, how in the heck can I forget that guy? How in the world?
Three-year starter for you, and he played great all year long.
Ain't no doubt. And I hugged his neck down there after the game. It meant so much to him. And he's come miles from where he started. High character kid, played his butt off all year long, unselfish, fine football player. But he's going to be an outstanding man one day and a father and a husband and everything else. He think the world of him. And the great thing about him, he earned everything he got and didn't want anything given to him. But Jordan's a high character, high class kid. And they released Academic All-State this week, and we had 8 players and 1 student trainer.
How about that?
So it kind of tells you about your football team a little bit. And if I forgot anybody else, y'all tell me, because I really hate naming names, but I couldn't help that. Just thinking about those kids and the role they've played in Lobo football, not only this year, previous years.
Sure.
I mean, Jalen Hale, is, you can say what you want. He's as fine of receivers I've ever had. You know, a big play guy. We're going to miss him. I think you saw why. We're going to miss him tonight.
No
he
doubt.
Made some big ones. So, but they all play important roles, and they were great teammates. So, love coaching them, and I hope they can say the same about this coaching staff and me.
Well, I don't doubt they will. And 14-1 is nothing to be ashamed of. That was a fantastic year, Coach. And it was an impressive bunch of kids who played hard all year long. Mm-hmm. Unselfish bunch, at least from what I see up here. I'm not down on the field where you are, and you see them up close and personal every day. But just watching the way they play, what a team!
What you see is what you get with this bunch. It ain't frauds. I can tell you that. They're not imitators. They are those guys. It's been a pleasure, and we've had some really good teams and some really good locker rooms. And this one's as good as it we've ever had. And I'm not going to say they're better than anybody else, but they're as good as anybody we've ever had.
Well, this was a great team, a great season for us. We shouldn't lose sight of that. One game doesn't change a whole season. We got a great fan base. Everybody's behind the Lobos. I mean, we feel about as bad as you can as a fan. And my hat's off to what you do and the team does, John.
Well, I appreciate that. It takes everybody. I've got an important role. My name's at the top of it, but I ain't the only one working. I can tell you that. Our coaching staff, our athletic trainers, our maintenance people at the school, our administration, our booster club. We had this year, we fed the kids on Thursday, and we had 8 parents that volunteered to do it, and they did it every night, every Thursday evening, fed our kids. They even come down there and did it during the playoffs. They didn't have to, but they did it. They wanted to volunteer their time. And, that kind of tells you what kind of the family atmosphere we have. So thanks to everybody, from Dr. Wilcox all the way down. It starts at the top, and I'm just – grateful and fortunate for the outstanding support we get for our athletic programs, particularly our football. And we get spoiled sometimes, but, the expectations of winning, and they're high always here. And the expectations are always going to be to win. No, 14-1 ain't good enough. It's good, but it ain't good enough, Johnny. And that's all I'm going to think about for about the next 3 months, I can tell you.
Well, I heard you in the pregame show talking to Harlan and Pixie and Bob about just the fact that it's just not easy. It's a hard thing to win a state championship, and we saw it tonight. A great football team against a great football team.
Yeah, it is. But, still, we have goals along the way, but we know what the ultimate prize is.
Sure.
The kids did a great job of the 1-0 motto all throughout the playoffs. It could have been easy to look past one to another, but they were focused, and you could tell how they went about their went about their business each week. So it comes down to them believing what they're being told, and allowing our coaches to coach them, and our parents allowing us to coach them, and they're pulling towards one common goal, and we're just lucky that we had some outstanding kids and they put an outstanding season.
Well, Coach, I just want to tell you, from somebody that's in his first year, being able to look at it on the inside, how much of a pleasure it was, a privilege it was to watch this team and describe this team every week, and to watch how you and your run your program, how supportive the entire city is. It's amazing. It's a very rare thing that you've got going in Longview. I know you know that, as being in coaching as long as you have.
Yeah.
But I've been in a lot of different places, and there's not many that I can call up and say, yeah, this is like Longview. I've never seen anything like Longview.
It's different in a lot of ways, but it sure is fun. And let me tell you, thank you, too. Yeah, I really enjoyed the year. I know it was different, but thank y'all. I enjoyed catching up, and our Friday conversations, yes, our Friday morning visit for the pregame show, and you know, Brent would call and check in. I always had to know what was going on, but thank y'all. Well, and I know there's a bunch of people that listen. I get phone calls from alum all the time, and there's a lady named Miss Cochran. If she's listening, she lives in Alabama, and she calls and gives me a pep talk. I don't know what you say, about every week, and then. Oh, Miss Shirley, she shows up every time the buses roll, and she's sending me emails and praying for the team, and she's always got her little stuffed animal she wants me to rub for good luck. But that's the things you enjoy. That's the things you're going to remember. You know, it's been a heck of a deal, but thank you, everybody. Hey. You know, so, you know, if I forgot somebody, I dang sure didn't mean to.
I just wanted to let you know, I even got a tweet from somebody that was listening in Tulsa, Oklahoma today saying, go Lobos. So, Coach, thank you so much. It's been a privilege, and congratulations on a fantastic season. I know it's not how you wanted it to end, but, man, what a year.
Thank you.
Okay, good to see you. Thank you for coming up, too, Coach. Thank you. Coach John King and the Longview Lobos. We're going to wrap it up from Kincaid Stadium. The Longview Lobos season ends at 14-1. They drop a heartbreaker today to Aledo by a score of 17-14. Aledo moves on to the state championship, and the seniors of the Longview Lobos move on to the next adventure in life. And next year is another year, and a lot of players coming back, so a lot to look forward to in the coming year. So thank you so much for staying with us throughout the day and throughout this lightning delay tonight. We appreciate it. Thanks to Coach King, and of course thanks to Dallas ISD and all their help, and my friends in the Aledo booth that gave us a lot of help as well. Have a great year. Merry Christmas to you, and again, we look forward to seeing you next year with Lobo football. You've been listening to Longview Lobo football on 106.5 Jack FM.